I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Protesters took to the streets in Croatia today. The protesters are members of an anti-government group that formed on Facebook, the social networking website. Two of the Facebook organizers were arrested earlier in the week. Croatia's prime minister condemned the arrests. Freelance journalist Tony Volarik is in Zagreb, one of the cities where protests were held. He says the turnout was low.
Certainly much less people than expected, because they've been announcing on Facebook that their group is being supported by 60,000 people. But as I can see here, they are loud, but there is maybe just 2,000 or 3,000 people. If you need, I can explain how it happened.
Yeah, it would be great if you could explain this, because these activists originally started this anti-government campaign on Facebook. How long ago did that happen, and how closely has the government been watching and monitoring them?
Well, it happened, let's say, 1 week ago, when Prime Minister Sanader announced that in next year, 2009, because of the world of global financial crisis, people can expect and being asked to tighten their belts. It means, of course, that they will not be able to spend as much as they used to. They'll have to save their money and maybe not have such a great life as they used to. So on Facebook, few people formed a group called "You Tightened Your Belt, You Bunch of Thieves."
You tightened your belt, you bunch of thieves. And what were they trying to accomplish?
Well, they are trying to say to the political establishment to spend less, not ask from the people to live not so good as they are used to. There have been some calls for early elections, but I don't think Croatian government is going to be very worried about it. Although at the beginning they were really worried, and there have been two arrests, two organizers, because these protests are taking place in seven Croatian cities as we speak now.
Right, and Prime Minister Ivo Sanader has called for an inquiry as to why some of these organizers, these two people from Facebook, were arrested. He said no one should be detained for expressing an opinion. How open and free is Croatia? I mean, it sounds like, at least with the prime minister, he'd like it to remain free.
At the beginning, when first of the people has been arrested in Dubrovnik, he was kind of supporting it. He said it's like police business. But now that when they heard there's 60,000 people supporting the group, and who was calling for the protest. Well, then he said he was forced to support them and then officially say, okay, no one should be arrested. But people are not really satisfied with Croatian government, if I may say.
I'm wondering, finally, Tony, how popular is Facebook as a tool for political organization in Croatia? Is this kind of the start of this online organizational experiment in Croatia, or do you think it's the end of it?
Well, I think it is just on the beginning here. I would call police and government surprised by the developments, and they are now realizing there is another tool for a democratic voice to be heard. They are kind of realizing, oh my God, it's internet here. We have to be aware of the fact that people can express their political opinions via internet and, if you want, on the Facebook as well.
Freelance journalist Tony Volarik at today's anti-government protests in Zagreb, Croatia. Thanks very much for your time indeed.
Thank you.